You know, the most important things ever said in the world about marriage were by single people. I don't know if you've ever thought about that before, but it's absolutely true. Jesus was never married, but the Bible portrays Jesus as fascinated by marriage. He's the creator of all things, so this imagery related to marriage that permeates the Bible is from Christ. His ministry was explained in this marriage imagery. He came and he was the groom and he was purchasing a bride for himself. He is leading his people toward a marriage supper. You heard us read that in Genesis 19. All of this is headed somewhere as the groom prepares his bride. And ultimately there's a celebratory marriage supper of the Lamb in the consummated kingdom. When he begins teaching the Sermon on the Mount at the beginning of his ministry, marriage is one of the topics. He uses marriage unfaithfulness in marriage to point out the reality of sin in a heart and the need to repent and worship. He teaches parables about things like weddings and wedding guests and uses the imagery of marriage. His Judean ministry, he brings up marriage. In Jerusalem, as he nears the cross, there is more teaching about marriage. Jesus was fascinated by marriage. Jesus was committed to teaching all of his followers about marriage. But beyond Jesus, we see the Apostle Paul, another single man. And one of the things he teaches us about marriage in 1 Corinthians 7 is that not everyone marries. And for the one who doesn't marry, they are to use that time and the freedom that they have in that way to serve Christ, and that can be a good thing. But he also teaches us in Ephesians chapter 5, he clarifies what the whole Bible has been saying from the very beginning, and he emphatically says that all of this, that this issue of marriage from the very beginning is really about Christ and the church.